Welcome to The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis. I am your host, Cicely Davis.
Welcome back, American Savages, to The Savage Truth. I am your host, of course, Cicely Davis. So happy to have you join me. If you're new to the show, welcome. So happy to have you. Tell someone about the show. Come on back next time and view. For those of you who are my ride or dies, the loyalists, those of you tune in every week with loyalty, so grateful for you. I thank you. I couldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. Not even interested in doing this without you. Now, whether you're new or returning, I have an ask, and you know what it is. It's always the same, to please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and YouTube. And we need to move on to this. Now, I'm not sure if you heard it, not sure if you've seen it, but there is a spectacle of women in Wisconsin just to the east of me, or of women, perhaps all women, according to some on the left, screaming at the water, okay? Literally screaming at the water after losing the November 5th election. This is truly a moment of unrivaled elegance and political insight. Because when you're faced with a setback, okay, there's nothing like an impassioned cry to the lake to really make democracy work in your favor. I mean, who needs a well-structured campaign or a strategic voter outreach or, I don't know, actual solutions to the issues at hand when you can just vent your frustrations at a body of water? I mean, here in Minnesota, there are over 10,000 lakes, not to mention a major river and many, many ponds. Okay, there's a whole lot of opportunity to vent your frustrations here in my state. The Democrats here in this state alone can vent for an entire 4 years of Trump's stay and perhaps never, ever run out of water. Nature is, as always, the ultimate sounding board for political woes. Imagine the scene, ladies and gentlemen. Groups of women, perhaps wearing their finest I voted stickers, gathered by the serene shores of Lake Michigan, or whichever lake feels most politically relevant to them at the time. With all the elegance of a Shakespearean tragedy, they wail into the vast expanse, their voices rising in unison, echoing the collective despair of losing? No, 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 no. This isn't losing. This is reclaiming the narrative by yelling into the wind and waves. Forget talking to voters. Forget that. This is a direct line to the universe. Now, I'm going to have Rick play the video. Now, of course, the blindsided perspective on this is what we need to discuss. Oh, it's absolutely charming. In a world where nuanced discussions and data-driven decisions seem to be passé, what's better than assuming that an election result hinges on one single factor, or in this case, the volume of your screams? I mean, these women just simply don't get it. I mean, what do these women actually think? That democracy is merely a matter of willpower? You didn't win? Well, have you tried screaming into the water? Maybe the currents will hear you and reverse the decision. If not, maybe the water's just too conservative to understand your frustrations. Here's the blindsidedness of all this. The blindsided, imbecilic nature of it all is perfectly encapsulated by this spectacularly misguided belief that simply emoting at nature will fix anything. Instead of reflecting on why a loss might have happened, be it voter apathy, messaging that didn't land, or an opponent who actually got out there and engaged the people, right? A competent, well-informed, hardworking, genuine candidate, right? One with charisma and knows the people and have had a long history of being effective in the White House, which they didn't clearly have in Kamala. Okay. They had Kamala Harris. Let's just chalk it up to the water not being on our side. I mean, the Dems are blaming any and everything. They're using every tactic they possibly can to turn their heads to not accept responsibility or understand what the people actually want in this country. It's such a wonderfully delusional approach that you can almost picture it as a grassroots movement. How to win elections on one screech at a time. Only the Democrat electorate, ladies and gentlemen, only the Democrat electorate. I mean, who would have ever thought of this? Certainly not the strategies and analysts who are probably busy plotting the next steps in a less watery direction. But hey, if you scream loud enough, if you scream long enough, maybe those strategic experts will start listening to you. Or maybe the next election will be decided by a different body of water. Who knows? All I'm saying is, if you're thinking of running a campaign, bring your best set of lungs and head to the nearest lake. It might just be the key to success. And yes, if you're really going to scream at the water, let's make sure we're screaming about the right things, like the fact that we're living in a time when our government is less concerned with governing and more obsessed with being a bloated, wasteful beast that feels more like a weaponized machine than a force for good. Instead of fixing the very real problems that everyday Americans face, like skyrocketing crime, skyrocketing taxes, and everything else that's skyrocketed, by all means, our government seems to think it's more important to fund pork barrel projects and unnecessary pet programs as if wasteful spending is some kind of national pastime. Yeah, that's really working out for us. Let's scream about how public safety is sacrificed for political correctness, how law-abiding citizens are left holding the bag while criminals get a slap on the wrist, and how every new piece of legislation seems to be another nail in the coffin of fiscal responsibility. And while we're at it, let's not forget the media, those brave champions of truth, except when they're busy lying through their teeth, lying to their listeners and their viewers. The same media that thinks neutrality is a foreign concept and bias is something you've only seen in the rearview mirror. Forget holding people accountable. Let's just push an agenda that's too afraid to tell viewers what's actually happening in the world. Instead of calling out the mass border crossings, they covered up the chaos, letting the powers that be flood the country with people who will need services we can't afford, while pretending like it's all part of the plan for a better future. Meanwhile, the inflation that's ravaging everyday life is no longer just an inconvenience. It's a struggle. People can't afford to put food on the table, buy gas for their cars, or save for a future that feels less and less certain. No, really, let's scream about that. Because at this point, the government, Joe Biden and Kamala's White House, is the one that's out of control, while we're all stuck in the middle, wondering how to make ends meet while listening to politicians and media pundits yammer about the progress they're making. The real progress, however, is in the higher grocery bills, the gas prices, and the feeling that no one's looking out for anyone except themselves. But let's get real here for a moment, folks. Okay, let's tell the savage truth. Because, you know, sometimes I wonder if the key to fixing America's problems is as simple as shouting at the body of water. Maybe, just maybe, the entire country could be saved if we all took a trip to the nearest lake and let loose, screaming our frustrations into the waves. But let's be honest, that's probably not going to work. What will work, however, is facing the ugly, savage truth. We've got a government that's bloated and out of touch, running the fumes of wasted spending and policies that feel more like a political theater than actual problem solving. Meanwhile, the people who've been elected to represent us are too busy pushing their agendas and grandstanding to notice that real Americans are struggling to put food on the table, fill up their gas tanks, or even imagine a future where their kids have it better. But hey, if we just scream loud enough, if we just scream long enough, and make sure we do it in unison, maybe someone in Washington will hear us, right? This is why a Democrat-led lead in the House and Senate must go. This is why deep state Republicans must go. This is why we need Homan at the border and Cash Patel in the FBI and a Pete Hegseth and others. We need a Musk and a Ramaswamy taking charge of the excessive spending. Here's the thing, folks. We don't need more excuses. We don't need more spin. And we sure as hell don't need another finger-pointing session. We need a government that actually works for us, which is why we're all excited and anticipating Donald Trump to take office in January 20th. A government that cares about fixing crime, getting our spending under control, and protecting our future. Not one that's too busy worrying about the next woke policy or trying to virtue signal to its supporters. We need to stop pretending that inflation, a weaponized government, and a media that lies to our faces are things that we can't just ignore or deal with later. Here's a new flash. Later is now, and it's a hot mess. So let's stop screaming at the water and start screaming for change. Get your voice heard, get engaged, and for the love of America, let's make sure next time we're standing by the lake, it's because we finally decided to stop letting the waves drown out the sound of actual reason. And that's a savage truth. Please like, share, subscribe, and leave a positive review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. And remember, as always, be bold, be strong, be faithful, be true. Till next time, I'm Cicely.
The Savage Truth with Cicely Davis is a production of Front Page Magazine and the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Reproduction of this podcast without express written consent is prohibited.